Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the Live Life Golden Show. This is episode 27, Anger and Resentment, Your Soul's Evolution. I am pumped to talk about this. We're going to go deep today. We're going to cover some new ground. I really have a lot of people in my life that are going through some anger, some resentments that need help on this journey. And I thought, what a great subject for a show that we can really dive deep into to allow you to progress on your soul's journey so you can understand why all this shit has happened to you in your past and you can gain a different perspective. Anytime we can change our perspective and come from higher perspective where we allow divinity, we allow that God force that is within to speak to us, to give us a new way to look at things, those things change. And because those things change, your body changes, your cells change, your DNA changes, your genetic coding changes because you change the way your vibration is activating. So everything that is going on within you is an activation of a vibration. Everything is energy, right? That's quantum physics, quantum speak. Everything is energy. And because everything is energy, we have a vibrational energy that comes out of us. It is always emitting. It's like a radio station. We're dialing into these different radio stations. And because of that, things that happen in our life come to us so we can experience things, so that we can heal from things, so that things can come to us that will trigger those traumas and those inside vibrations that we may not be completely aware about. We're not usually completely aware about things until we have a strong emotional reaction. And we oftentimes won't do anything about anything if we're not having a strong emotional reaction. You know, when life is just kind of going and we're just like, okay, and like whatever, we're not really calling a lot of life force through us. And that's the evolution of the soul. You know, we have times when we're just kind of like hanging out and waiting for something next to come. And sometimes that thing comes that's contrasting. And sometimes we just get so sick and tired of just like being in the mundane that we start seeking new paths. We start seeking our spiritual evolution. And so it happens in different ways in our life, depending on what our soul is looking for. All right. So we're going to get deep today. This may be another level of awareness for you that you may have never considered before. And I say this, you know, with all of my stuff, with all of the information that I present to you, take what works for you and leave the other stuff if it doesn't work for you, because, you know, this is deep spiritual practice. And many of our deep spiritual beliefs, the things that we, you know, have connected with on a spiritual or a religious level, are those belief systems that were taught to us from a very early age. And because of that, we can oftentimes be indoctrinated in certain belief systems. And those belief systems become truth to us. And because they're truth to us, we find evidence of them. So if you grew up in like a super strict Christian household, your belief systems, you know, this stuff is going to rub against those belief systems. There's no doubt about it. And if you're coming to this new awakening where, you know, it doesn't make sense for you to believe those belief systems, then, you know, they're still in there. So you got to work through them and you kind of have to take this stuff and go, okay, what works for me? What's truth for me? What is my soul bringing to me? When I first started coming to this awareness of this information, you know, my spirituality definitely took a back seat for a little while. And I got really invested in the science of quantum physics and the science of universal law and how manifestation works. And at that time in my life, if we're looking at my soul's evolution, I needed that. I needed to just get really hooked on a system that worked for me that I could put in place, because life in the way that we were living it before was too much of a struggle. It was too much of what wasn't working. Right? I had shared a while ago that we were in the Catholic religion, loved my Catholic faith. It brought so much beauty, so much spirituality. I still love the traditions and the music and the richness of it. I still love that so much. However, there were pieces in that religion that rubbed me so wrong, that were so, and you know, it was circumstantial too, because our church was going through a lot of different things. We were going through a renovation, so we were in a high school. So I had lost that feeling of home and that feeling of connection to the spirit being in my church, being in that place that had, you know, held worship for like 100 years. We went to a really beautiful old church in Connecticut. Also, our pastor had left, our priest had left, the one who I had converted to Catholicism with, who was a deeply, deeply spiritual man. And so there were things that had happened that kind of moved me away from that and started getting me to question more. You know, why do I feel powerless? Why do I feel like a victim? Why am I begging God all the time? Is God playing puppet with my life? Those were the questions, those deep spiritual questions that I could no longer ignore because the circumstances had changed and I couldn't just go with my habit and my minutia. Sometimes the habits and the minutia kind of keep us stuck. They keep us safe. They keep us the same, right? We don't question because it's like, this is what we've always done. You know, this is what we've always believed. And it wasn't a belief system that I had from the time I was really little, but I grew up around it. My mother chose not to be Catholic because the Catholic Church frowned on her marriage. So she tried to raise us Protestant, but really she never connected with that religion. But my grandmother and my aunts were very Catholic, went to church every Sunday, and I went with them very often. So I think that that foundation was there for me to really connect with that religion. I did not know I was going to talk about this. It's so funny how things happen. So as I moved away from those belief systems and this universal law started coming to me like so strong, started making such a profound difference in my life, I started to wonder like, where is God in all this? You know, I started to really wonder, how does spirituality fit into? And I think a lot of times this is what universal law and manifestation and all of that stuff turns some people off and turns them away. And they go, oh, that's new age bullshit. I can't pay attention to that because then I'd have to defy my religion. That's not it at all. Universal law, spirituality is all, it's founded in God. It's this, the expression of God, the expression of our creation power, the expression of who we are. And it's really about standing in that power. It's believing that, you know, we are all that is, that we are an expression, that we are all part of this stream of consciousness that allows us to express in this life experience, that allows us to come to this earth and have a life experience that our soul really wanted. So everything that's happened to you up until now, everything that's going to happen to you after this moment is all part of what you wanted to experience. You wanted to come here, experience the challenges, experience your soul's growth, experience the expansion. And I really truly believe that we have partnerships when we come in here. We make soul contracts with people. This is my belief system. It doesn't have to be yours. But I truly believe that we come in here with, you know, certain our cast of characters, and we are given those roles to ignite this power that we have, to ignite the power that we have within. So sometimes, you know, there are situations in our life that are not optimal, but when we can gain higher perspective and look at all these different things that are happening to us as, oh, I expanded and I grew this way. I created new awarenesses about myself from this situation. If we can look at it that way, we're going to have a much easier time in life because we're not in so much resistance and we're not living in the activation of our traumas. And when we live in the activation of our traumas, we're living in victimhood. You know, this happened to me. There's nothing I can do about it. I hate everyone for it. And where is the joy in that? How do you live your joy when you're in that perspective? It's very, very difficult. So we're going to come to a new understanding of what resentments are today, anger, how to deal with these emotions, how do you understand how they benefit your soul's path and your soul's expansion? And then, you know, what to do with resentment and anger and how to reach a place of forgiveness and letting go. That's the goal for today's show. So you know how I love to look up words. So I looked up resentment, and the meaning of resentment is bitter indignation at being treated unfairly. Bitter indignation. Okay. I think if we change the word resentment to bitter indignation, maybe we wouldn't choose it so much, because the bottom line is you're choosing the resentment. If you have resentment in your life, you are choosing it. And I'm going to give you the reasons why, and I'm going to give you the reasons how you can let these things go. Forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate, love deliberate decisions to release feelings of resentment or bitter indignation or vengeance towards someone who harmed you, regardless if they deserve it. And it doesn't mean forgetting or condoning or excusing offenses. So it doesn't mean that you give these people the right to do that to you. It's actually quite the opposite. So what resentment really does is it keeps you in a powerless state, because the person or the situation that happened to you is part of what keeps you away from who you truly are. It keeps you away from your joy. It keeps you away from your well-being, and it keeps you out of power because it controls you, right? Like anytime we get into these situations where we're feeling resentment, we're thinking resentful thoughts, we're thinking terrible things about people, we're wishing things were different, right? Resentment, it's all about that. We are activating from a vibration of the past. We're living in the past because whatever happened already happened. And when we're in resentment, we are living in the resistance of what already happened. I gotta say that again. Resentment is living in the resistance of what has already happened. And so we activate from a past experience, right? We're activating our vibration from something that happened before. We're in resistance to it because we're upset about it. We're angry about it. We're, regretful about it. We've got regrets about it. We've got regrets for that other person. And because of that, we are putting ourselves in a powerless state that wastes a shit ton of energy. We're wasting so much energy and resentment because A, it changes nothing. B, it's in the past. And C, it steals our joy. Every single time we are in resentment, it steals our joy. And that's about us. You know, our joy is based on the conduction of what we focus on. What you focus on expands. So if you want more joy in your life, you have to focus towards more things. Now, the biggest part of victim mentality for all of us is having this belief system that people can make us feel a certain way, that people do things to us that make us feel a certain way. And that is a number one, something you need to get rid of, that belief system, if you want to become a powerful creator, because no one can make you feel something that doesn't already exist within. All the fear we've seen this year, all of the craziness we've seen this year, all of the triggeredness. Oh my gosh. I feel like everyone's triggered right now. Like I was at a party this weekend and this woman went crazy when this guy let his dog go in like a pool, like a neighborhood pool. She went crazy. It was like so unwarranted. And, you know, him and I talked about it afterwards and we're like, yeah, like people are living in a triggered state. And he didn't take it personally. He was just like, whatever, got the dog out of the pool. Sorry, I didn't know that was the rule, kind of a thing. And everybody else was like, whoa, are you okay? He was like, I'm fine, because he didn't have anything for her to pull from. He didn't have any low self-esteem, low self-confidence, anger within his body that he needed to trigger back at her. So your responses will always tell you what's going on within. What you are truly feeling within, you'll know by your response to people. And if you're responding from strong negative emotions, you know you got some work to do. And I'm going to help you with that today for sure. So that is resentments. Everything that comes to you and evokes negative emotion is coming from within. So you can say all day long, that lady yelled at me and I yelled back at her because nobody's going to talk to me that way. That energy actually, sorry, clear my throat. I'm getting some clearing going on here. I love when that happens. Because I do energy work, a lot of times when stuff is coming up for people, I'll get a clearing in my throat. So somebody needs clearing on this podcast show. Maybe it's me. Who knows? I feel pretty good. I actually feel really good today. So if my friend had stuff, unhealed wounds going on within, that woman could have really triggered that. And anytime you come from that triggered state and you want to yell back at someone who's already triggered, you are actually working from a powerless position. And this is the reason why. Anytime we react and come from negative emotion and we don't have the space or the wherewithal to process before we respond, and we're not responding in any sort of compassion or understanding, we're coming from a triggered state. We're coming from an unhealed wound, and we're coming from a feeling of powerlessness. I want to be respected. I want people to respect me. I need respect. All of that comes from I need from a place within where you are not feeling it. You're not vibrating it. If someone is disrespecting you, you are not vibrating respect. I have news for you. No one can disrespect you or make you feel disrespected unless there is something going on within of disrespect, of not respecting yourself, of coming from a wound where you never felt respected. All of that stuff is a call to heal. So resentment and unforgiveness is a constriction in your thoughts, feelings, and perceptions. Thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and perceptions. It's a constriction. So anytime we are activating from resentment, we are keeping ourselves in a constricted state where we can only see one path. We can only see one way of looking at something. And anytime we can only see one way of looking at something, it can't change. Wayne Dyer said that. Change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change, right? That's Wayne Dyer. Love him. So anytime you're in resentment and unforgiveness, you are in a constricted path. You're blocking the blessings that could flow. You're blocking the love, the forgiveness, the compassion, all of these beautiful energies that want to be expressed through you. You're blocking them. You're cutting yourself off from the expression of all that is, the expression of who you truly are down deep when you activate from your healing. You have a soul's evolution here. Your soul is on an evolving path, just like everybody else. Everybody else has an evolving soul here. And my belief is that we all come in a different place. We all come in wanting different things, wanting to experience different things. We come in a different level of our soul's path. So some were here to clear a lot of fear. Some were here to, experience powerlessness and all of that stuff. And those of us who are really waking up, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you are really on a very fast path of waking up. And that's not me bragging about myself. It's the truth of when your soul starts to awaken and you start to really take your power back and you start to really know that you can manifest the life experience that you truly want. And you go through that evolution as you decide who you're going to listen to, what you're going to focus on, and if you're ready to drop this victim mentality, because most people are not ready to drop victim mentality. And a lot of people, what I'm seeing right now, I'm going to jump into this, a lot of what's happening right now and a lot of what I'm seeing, and I've shared this before, this is something I got from Joe Dispenza, and it resonated so much with me, and it really flipped a switch for me in my healing journey and what I do with people in my group coaching, is that we get addicted to emotions. And right now I see an addiction to drama. Yeah, there's an addiction to drama. And I think maybe that addiction to drama came from not being so stimulated because we didn't have stimulation for a little while. So people, I think, kind of went, okay, where do I get my stimulation? Oh, fighting on Facebook is cool. That's a great stimulation, right? Where, or a feeling of powerlessness that makes people feel like they need to voice their opinion so much and, you know, try to work on bringing other people to their belief systems. Like, that's a way for them to feel powerful. And again, that is activating from powerlessness. So if you're spending a lot of time on the drama of the world and you're focusing a lot on that, just know this, it's okay. If you're getting your kicks off on that, it's okay. But I want you to ask yourself a few questions. I want you to get real with yourself, like really real with yourself. Like, these videos you're watching and this, the news, you're watching the news. Please don't watch the news. But if you're doing any of that, just notice this. Just really, really connect with this. Especially if you have a meditation practice, I would say take this into like a journaling practice. Ask yourself, like, what am I really getting from this? So before I watch any video, I ask myself, like, what am I really going to get from this? Like, is this going to bring me joy? Is this going to bring me awareness? Is this going to improve my life experience? Is it going to make it better? There are things that I listen to. In fact, I wanted to give him a little plug today because he cracks me up. It's Awaken with the Whip on Instagram. And he's hysterical. It's JP Sears. And I started watching him a long time ago. And he was like this guy who would like make fun of yogis. And he looks like a yogi. He's got like long hair and... But he's actually quite, as far as I am concerned, he's quite awake and he's pretty much like very much about just exposing things and bringing awareness, but he does it in the funniest way. So I'm like, you know what? I said to my husband the other day, I said, this is how I like to get my news, because he will say what's going on in the news and stuff, but he makes fun of it. And to me, I think we need to make fun of this shit. I think we need to get a little bit lighter. We definitely need to get a little bit lighter. But it doesn't activate drama in me. It doesn't activate this feeling of powerlessness. So you have to ask yourself, whatever you're focusing on, what is it activating in me? Is it activating anger? Is it activating, you know, there is action in anger. So anger is not the worst thing to feel. But if you're feeling anger and you're not doing anything with it, that is definitely a waste of your energy. And what's happening is you're getting these hormonal downloads in your body that you are addicted to. The releases in your body, adrenaline, all of those like stressor things that actually lower your immune system. They lower your joy in life. They keep you in a lower frequency and they don't really allow you to live your best life experience. So you can do whatever you want, but I'm telling you that these things are a detriment to your life experience, and they are never going to bring you joy. They are never going to bring you into a place of your creation power, your passion, your, you know, there are people, yes, that this will spark and they will go out and do stuff and they will do amazing things. You know, we've got like leaders like Martin Luther King and Gandhi and all of the, that used it. They used it and they stepped into their power. But often what we're seeing today is people think that just, you know, posting on a social media site is doing something. And maybe it is doing something. Who am I to say? But you got to ask yourself, how does it feel? You know, does it feel purposeful? Does it feel like a good use of your time and energy? Because if it doesn't, you know, I would highly suggest you start looking for hobbies. I don't know. All right, so let's get back to our soul's evolution. So the experiences that we have in life, you know, these contracts that we come in with and we decide that we want to experience certain things, these experiences that create traumas within us are an integral part of our spiritual growth process. And I know that may be hard to ingest, especially if you have had really horrible, awful things happen to you. Guys, I do healing work with people. I do energy release work, and whoo, this is some heavy shit. You know, this is like really intense stuff that many of us have walked through that we are holding within our bodies. We're holding them within our bodies. We're moving from them. We're activating from them. And then we wonder, like, why can't I have a good relationship with someone? Why do my kids hate me? Why do I have issues with my parents? All of those things are hinged because you haven't done the soul's evolution work to heal them, to really work from a different framework. And I'm starting a new group on October 6th. That date is a little, can be adjusted for once I gather the group, then we come up with like the definite day that we're going to, it's good for everyone. So it's October 6th. I have a group of ladies, women that I bring together. Right now I'm just coaching women. If I had a group of men come to me, I definitely would work with them. But for now I want to keep it sacred to, you know, just having women in a group and having men in a group, just having it, that way so we can just feel free and safe to be vulnerable, because it's a vulnerable process for sure. And these groups are so, I'm so passionate about them. And that's why I'm firing another one off, because I have lots of people that are coming to me. So if you're interested in a transformation call, please let me know as soon as possible. You can email me at livelifegolden@gmail.com and set up a call with me, and let's do a transformation call so you can see what the work is. Because this is the work of going within, of healing these things, and then, you know, having a process where you go through these experiences. We're not revisiting traumas necessarily. We're not doing what talk therapy does. We're not activating our problems. We're doing it from a place of release so we can get it out of your body, so you can stop activating it, so you can stop living from it. You know, we live these cycles in life, cyclical nature of life, where we can live the same thing over and over again. We can move and create the same experience in a new place. We can have a new relationship and create the same experience we did with the last relationship. There's always a cycle until you go within and find out what that trauma has created in your vibrational energy, and you release and heal from it. So that's what the group is about. And it is phenomenal. Such good work, really changing lives. So we cannot truly know our power and grow and expand until we know our powerlessness. So that's what the powerlessness is all about. That's what contrast and challenges are all about in our life, is helping us to come to a new capacity. That new capacity, the challenges and traumas and things that happen, cause us to up-level. They cause us to ask for something else in our life. They cause us to go within and see where we don't feel whole, where we feel less confident, where we feel low self-esteem. They call us to that because they trigger it. And that trigger, that negative emotion, that powerlessness is all an invitation to heal and to ignite our strength, to ignite our strength and activate our faith. You know, the times in my life where my faith has been activated exponentially have been those lowest times in my life. The one, there's two that I actually thought of when I was thinking about talking about this. One was, I went through this extremely dark, deep depression when we had four kids. We still have four kids, but at the time, you know, they were little. We had like elementary school, baby, and toddler. At one point we had a kid in every school, like preschool, kindergarten, middle school, and high school. It was crazy. Like the range of emotions of four girls going through these parts of their life, and a mother and a father, but especially a mother who had raised them from the time of 19 years old, who never really had a career, right? Or that social programming of what we're supposed to do with our lives, who felt somewhat lost and purposeless in this. We can do that as mothers, and I would love to call shit on that. Good Lord, greatest purpose in the world is raising these babies, for real. But walking through that year after year after year, kind of saying no to what I wanted, saying no to anything that really held purpose for me, and always putting my needs aside for these girls. Talk about resentment. Oh shit. Yeah. Lived in resentment for a very long time. Piled on top of that is other family issues, right? Like biological family issues that compacted that feeling of resentment. And I went through an extremely deep depression for a couple of weeks, maybe a month. I don't really remember the time frame of that one, because I went through a couple of very severe depressions in my life that that I'm very blessed that that God helped me get out of, for sure. And my husband, I have to give my husband a lot of credit in that as well. So going through this deep depression, I was running a lot. I think I was running away. If you're a mother and you're a runner, you're running away. There's no doubt. So I started doing these extremely long runs, I think, to just like take a break from everything. So I was doing like a 9 or 10 miler, and I'm just like running, and all of a sudden everything stopped. And I lived in Connecticut and it was fall. So it was a beautiful fall day and I couldn't even like see it. You know, I'm like in my head and I'm miserable as all get out. And I can't think straight and I'm so confused. And the biggest foundation of my thought process was, what is the point? Like, what is the point to life? Like, what am I doing? You know, that was like when you get to those really deep spiritual, they call them the dark night of the soul, you start really questioning, like, why am I here and what is the purpose? All of a sudden, everything stopped. I was like stopped in my tracks. I'm on this, you know, backcountry road. I'm stopped in my tracks. There's no cars and everything is like this, like surreal. Like I could feel the vibrational energy of the leaves on the trees. I mean, it was one of those moments where I thought I was going to go to heaven. Like I just felt it's hard to explain. If you've ever had anything like this happen to you, it's happened to me a couple times in my life. You just stop. Like you can feel the stream of consciousness in your soul and it reawakens that light within you. And at that moment, I remember thinking, you know, you are such a gift. Like you are bringing so much light and you are so purposeful and you are so loved and you matter so much. And this was the downloads that I'm like starting to tear up. This was the download I started to receive when I was at the darkest, deepest moment of my life, when I felt like everything was lost. And here, you know, and this is the thing that depression we do to ourselves. And this is the thing that really keeps us in our bullshit, that really keeps us in these low vibrational patterns, is we beat ourselves up and we go, I shouldn't feel this way. I have this great life. My husband's taking care of everything and my house is beautiful and my kids are healthy, right? I mean, geez, how often do we really appreciate our health? I mean, after this year, you would think there would be a huge awakening in taking care of your health and wanting to be healthy and strong and putting wonderful things in your body and moving your body and being healthy, right? I mean, how often do we appreciate those things? But because of this feeling of depression, we can beat ourselves up further and really dig ourselves even deeper in the hole by saying, I shouldn't feel this way. And these deep spiritual awakenings and these really low vibrational patterns and energies are there for great purpose. They're there to awaken this power within us. They're there to have us, you know, cry out in that lower vibration so that we can connect to the divine. And that's a huge part of the spiritual evolution, is helping us to know who we truly are. This powerlessness activates that seeking. It activates that energy of wanting to make things better. That's what contrast and challenge does for us. It helps us to know so much of what we do not want, right? These traumas, these things that we experience with people, they help us to know so much of what we do not want that we start to seek what we do want. And because of that, we can create better. Because of that, we can activate more faith. And because of that, we can have a stronger and deeper connection with our divinity, with the divine, God, source, whatever you like to call it. That's what connects us to these moments. The other time that came up for me was when we were just moved to California. We were here for a short time. and we were really up against it. You know, we didn't have money for rent and we didn't have money for food. And, you know, everything that was coming in was going out super fast. And every month was like this, you know, 11th hour of manifesting, and it was intense. And it was like, did we do the right thing? You know, we kept asking ourselves, what the hell did we do? We have no security, you know, that sort of a thing. And I had gone into Trader Joe's. I've told this story before, but I want to tell it from this angle. I walked into Trader Joe's and I was just feeling good. You know, I was feeling like, okay, I have $40 in my bank account. I'm going to buy what I need. I'm going to buy a beautiful dinner for us. I'm going to cook this beautiful dinner because this is abundance. This is what abundance means to me right now, is to feel abundant. How do I feel abundant when I have $40 in my bank account? I'm going to buy shrimp and I'm going to buy langostinos. Probably the two most expensive things in Trader Joe's, right? So I went and I purchased them, and I walked out of Trader Joe's and I looked down and there was $100 on the ground, and I looked up. Like, immediately, talk about divine connection. Talk about connecting a miracle so instantly with no doubt in your soul. There is no room for your mind to get in the way. And I thanked God. And my husband said, you know, everything is all right. We have nothing to worry about. That was an activation and an up-leveling in our faith beyond anything we had ever experienced before. And it was because, you know, we were in it. We were in these low vibrational struggles. We were waking up every day, working in that field of fear, working past it, up-leveling. Every single day of that journey was an up-level of our faith and releasing the fear and letting go of the fear and trusting. That's what it's all about, is trusting. So realize that, recognize that, and ask yourself, where am I blocking myself from that divine connection? Am I using somebody else's shitty behavior as an excuse to keep me from my divine connection? Am I using somebody else's crappy conduction to keep me in a lower state vibration? That's the truth. That's the truth of resentments. That's what we do. We give our power away. So when you begin to heal, when you're on this healing journey and you begin to heal and you call yourself to this healing and you start working with these energies that are coming up, you know that you're in this process and you know that you have really worked on the energy field when you start letting people off the hook. Yeah, and you start letting people off the hook and people no longer are there to fill you up. People are no longer there like having you needing them to make you feel loved or needing them to make you feel whole. You're not going to need that anymore. This is the most freeing freaking thing in this path, in this soul's journey where I have come to. And I'm not saying I don't have work to do, because shit is calling me all the time. That's what even this podcast is about, is being called to another level so that I can process with you guys. That's what my groups are about. I'm always processing with them. Things are always coming up for me. I had some resentment stuff come up this weekend, you know, and I made decisions around it. And one of the biggest things that I realized about the resentment I was feeling this weekend is it was all my fault. Yeah. No more victimhood, people. We've got to take responsibility for our shit, because resentments are all about us saying yes when we should have said no. Saying yes when we should have gone within and asked ourselves, is this really right for me? Is this really something I want to do? Do I really want to put myself out that far for this person? Do I really want to give that much? Do I have that much to give? Because if you don't have that much to give, you are emptying yourself to the point of misery. And then you've got nothing left to give except a really shitty attitude and a lot of resentment. It's the truth. So resentments are all you. They're all you, because you are giving too much. And when you really start living from your power and activating from your power, you will be able to say no a lot more. a lot more. And I've got to check myself because sometimes I'm like the no fairy. Like I say no about everything. And sometimes I got to check myself and I got to go within and I got to ask myself, you know, am I saying no because I don't want to deal with something? And is that no actually inhibiting my life experience? Like, could I experience some really cool stuff if I said yes to this? Like, you got to get really clear and you got to really connect with your own answers to know if saying yes is right for you. And the truth of the matter is, when we say no to people, they'll find another way. They'll find another avenue. And oftentimes that other avenue will be better for them. It will work out better for them because A, then they're not going to get your crappy energy about it. And B, it could connect them to something that actually really supports their path better than you're doing because you don't really want to be doing it. And you're really not supposed to be doing it if you're feeling that much angst about it. It's really not right for you or that other person. It's like you're keeping it from the flow of their blessings flowing. Okay, so what's this? Okay, so ask yourself a few questions. Let's connect with this resentment stuff. So we're going to ask ourselves a few questions. So you got to work on the feelings, like what is this coming up for me? Letters are great. I love writing letters to people and sometimes I'll write letters and I throw them in the garbage, like just to like get this stuff out of your body, get it out and kind of vent it out and like get connected with what you're really feeling. It's not always necessary to give it to the person and I would definitely not give it to the person if there's a lot of blame involved. You know, I wouldn't go and give somebody a letter that tells them everything that is wrong with them. I've done that and it doesn't really work out so well. I mean, in my situation, it did end up working out okay, but it doesn't come from love and compassion. So anytime we do that, I just suggest you throw it away. So where is my stuff in this? What do I need to let go of? So if you're in a lot of resentments, just ask yourself, what do I need to let go of? And then it becomes a real mind training game, going within and interrupting every freaking thought that has to do with it. And a lot of you guys right now are very ramped up about stuff. So you got a lot of momentum going, a lot of freaking thoughts, a lot of stinking thinking, right? So you got to interrupt and you might have to do it 100 times a day. Meditation practice is a number one. That's going to help you gain some control. It's going to put you in a higher frequency. It's going to help you to focus on things that are good and joyful and happy and appreciative. And then it's just a matter of recognizing those thoughts that are starting to make you feel yucky and interrupting them. And, you know, if it's something that you've felt charged about for a while and you want to do something about it, then you got to start asking those questions. What is the most productive way to deal with this? What is the most constructive way to deal with this? How can I get in my highest energy field with it? How can I get into my highest perspective with it? And of course, the best question in the world is, what do I want to happen? What do I really want to happen? And writing that down, writing that strong form of focus of what do I want to happen? If I could choose the world that I live in, instead of getting pissed off about what I think is about to happen and what the propaganda is telling me is about to happen, could I instead go over here and say, this is what I really want to happen and start focus on creating that? Yes, you can. You are a powerful creator and you absolutely can. You've just got to take the reins back. You got to take control back. And some of you need to get off of social media. All right. So wanting someone to pay for something. So anytime we have like this vengeance, right? And we want someone to pay. We want them to pay for their sins. We want them. And this is our society programming, right? Like we want to put people in jail for creating crimes and we want to take away all their rights and we want them to feel less than and we want them to feel like criminals and, you know, we want to ruin their whole life, right? Basically, when somebody wrongs us. And the truth of that is that's a very powerless position in that we just give all of our power away by thinking and believing that punishing someone else is going to lend to our healing, that it's going to make us feel better. That's never going to make you feel better. It isn't, because it just keeps the vibration alive. It keeps it alive and it keeps you in fear, right? Because eventually they're going to get out of jail, or eventually their life is going to turn to the good, because that's our nature. Our nature is of well-being. So eventually they may make out okay. They may end up really excelling at life, and that's really going to piss you off. So instead, work on the letting go process and allow yourself to get out of victimhood by healing yourself, being concerned about yourself only, and let really letting that person off the hook. And like I said, it may take a lot of interruption and a lot of work to break the momentum of what you have going on. But the more you can let it go, the more you can tune it out, the more you can turn it off, the more space you'll have to become that powerful creator and start deciding how you want to feel, what you want to focus on, and how you want to live your life. And if that serves you at all, because it does not, it does not. So that's a waste of energy. Any of that revenge stuff is a waste of energy. And it is an invitation to heal. And what you're really doing with this resentment stuff is you're cutting yourself off from your truth. You're making yourself suffer and using this person as an excuse to cut yourself off from your truth, from what you could be doing, from what you could be creating, from the joy that you could be feeling. You're just using this person as an excuse to live in your powerlessness and victimhood for longer. And it's okay. If you're doing that, it's okay. There's no judgment over here. It's all your soul's evolution. So when you're ready to stop that crap, then, you know, email me and we'll get in a group and we'll put an end to this stuff. We'll put an end to this victimhood for you. We'll put an end to those old traumas in your life experience that are still conducting today. And you know they're conducting today by your reactions, by the things that tick you off, by you know, your feelings of depression or things that are calling you to these reasons to heal. You will know if you've got some healing work to do, and we all do. This resentment is resistance and activating from the past, and you will create it again. I think that's probably a really important thing to connect with, is that you will continue to create these things until you do the healing work. You'll continue to meet the same kind of people, the same kind of circumstances, the same job, the same boss. You know, it's like I talked about in that show about unworthiness, like you'll always have a bully in your life until you start to heal from within and really start to stand in your power. Healing is about taking responsibility for the whole thing. So where was my responsibility in it? That's not about beating yourself up, but it's like, all right, if I'm super resentful because this person always takes advantage of me, then where is my stuff in that? Why am I always saying yes? Why do I not have boundaries? Why am I not having boundaries? Why am I not setting myself up for success? Why am I not saying no when I want to say no? Those are the questions you have to ask. Looking for the gifts means you're working from higher perspective. So you're asking for higher perspective. We do this in my sessions. And if we do a transformation call, this is some of the work that I do. We look for the higher perspective. So we look for the gifts and the trauma. And when we find the gifts, it transforms the whole thing, which I said in the beginning. And that is my favorite work. That is my favorite work, because when people go, oh, wow, I don't have to think about that like that, or that's not mine. That was, you know, something that was transferred to me through my mother's womb. I mean, that is so freeing. That sets you free. And then you no longer have to connect with, you know, these things that you have driven as your identity for so long. It frees you to become a whole new, more amazing, powerful creator. When you start working from compassion, that's when you know you healed. When you start seeing from, you know, like they say, the eyes of source, or you start seeing from God's perspective, what this person may have gone through, what they may have lived in their life experience that caused them to treat you a certain way. You know, bullies are always bullied. They always have a bully in their life. My daughter was bullied by these girls in elementary school, and my daughter has had a very long history of being bullied. And I really think she's coming out of it. Like, I see her healing. I see her stepping in her power. I see her wow, I've just seen her light come on and it is so fantastic to watch. But for a long time, she had these situations with people, and it was like as young as elementary school, she was bullied by this girl. And I remember watching this girl in soccer with her dad, and her dad was such a bully to her. And I was like, and it gave me compassion for this little girl. And I told my daughter about it, and it shifted the energy with them for sure. I mean, if there's any reason for me to jack somebody up on the playground, it would be somebody bullying my kid. Cause that's like mama bear energy comes out. And I had a talk with these girls and we did actually shift it that year. But again, like she created it with other situations in her life, and we can't always save our kids. We can't really ever save our kids. We really have to give them the answers they have within and help inspire them to their own self-esteem and self-confidence and help them to see how their traumas are creating in their life. That was a couple, you know, weeks ago. I talked about my birthday with my girls and how all this stuff came up, and we had one of the best communications ever as a family. And it was really about their traumas and what they needed to heal. And there was no blaming, you know, we got them out of the blame, and we didn't blame them. We didn't yell at them. We just, you know, we talked about the invitation to heal, and we talked about the process of what we're all going through and how we need to work on that. And you know, that's mastery. Being in that state of mastery and no longer taking people's stuff personally is a very joyful way to live life. Let me just tell you, it is very freeing. And stepping into a place with your kids, like my daughter shared something yesterday, and I'm not quite ready to share the details of it, but because you never know what's going to happen. I like to watch the energy. But she shared something that's really going to affect our lives. It's really going to change what we do and how we experience life. And I've done a shit ton of work with these kids, and I just sat there and I was like, baby, you got to do what's right in your heart, you know, to be a parent and be able to give your child that much power in their life and support them and love them through that without taking it personally, without, you know, thinking about how it's going to screw up your life. Like, we got to let each other off the hook here. And that was like, I just thought about how much joy we were able to create because we didn't go into this, you can't do that. How can you do that? It was amazing. And, you know, it's only because I've had other experiences with my other kids that felt very traumatic that I've healed and grown to this place with my daughter where I can lend that to her now. I can lend that to all of them now in supporting their decisions, except when they get tattoos. I still struggle with that. Good Lord. I can shift it pretty quick now, but I'm not a fan of the ink on my sweet baby skin. I am not, I'll be honest with you. And I think part of the reason is those old belief systems. Like when we were growing up, the only people that had tattoos were like people in the military, people that went to jail, and like prostitutes, right? Like that's where I'm coming from, and they don't get that. But I have actually come to appreciate the artwork on my children, but it still gives me pause, especially when I see them doing something and I'm like, oh, I don't know if you're going to regret that, but that's not my problem, right? It's not about me. I don't need to take that personally. They're not doing this to piss me off. They're doing it because their heart is calling them to it. So recognize these resentments as how they're zapping your energy, how they're pulling away from your joy, how you're using them as an excuse to be in drama. How much drama are you letting in your life right now? How much are you entertaining? How much are you focusing on? Are you really getting something from it? Or is it really a call and an invitation to heal something? Your answers are within. Your confidence is within. And stop looking for love where you feel lack. Stop doing things for people because you want to feel liked, because you want to feel loved, because that is a very empty place to come from. And you're constantly going to be trying to fill that up. Your love comes from within. You are an expression of love. You are love. The unconditional love that you are is always streaming through you. You have just cut yourself off from it through your belief systems, through your disconnection, through your refusal to go within and quiet your mind. Yeah, Yeah, some of you are still refusing to do that. I have Keys from the Kingdom available on my website. That is a meditation teaching. If you are not meditating, I would highly recommend this because it will help you to release those belief systems that tell you you can't meditate or that you have trouble meditating. And it will help to put you in a better state of creating a meditation practice. So I think I covered everything. That was like a giant day there with these resentments. This is coming up for people, and I want to assist in this evolution process. I want to offer the wisdom and the downloads that I have gotten through my own life experience. I want to heal. I want to, you know, my biggest thing right now and my mission is just activating the truth. It's activating the truth in people. It's igniting that fire you have within. It's helping you to live your best life experience. That's what it is. And I share things on social media for a couple reasons. You know, one is like, I build a business and that's how I promote what I'm doing. But the truth of what I'm doing is just, my intention is to show people what is possible. So I don't share my life to make them feel jealous. I don't share only the good stuff, you know. I don't do that. Like, this podcast has been a big part of me just being authentic and real. I don't put crap on Facebook. I don't put negativity on Facebook. But I do try to share on this podcast. I don't try. I do. Everything that I'm experiencing and how I'm processing it, because yeah, shit happens to us. Absolutely happens to us. But we just have a firmer foundation and a firmer vibration in our faith in knowing that all things work out for us. And when you come from that energy, things do tend to work out a lot easier and a lot faster. It's just a different way to live. It's a different experience to live. And I really, really love bringing people along for the journey because it's a super fun ride. Yesterday was so much fun. I've got to share it with you. It was such a blast. So we had our granddaughter on Saturday all day, and she slept over with her mom. And then on Sunday, we had an appointment to go to the gym. My gym owner does this thing called Selfless Sundays, where he does free workouts for people in the military, people who are doing good things, single moms, parents. Yesterday was for teenagers. And trying to get teenagers to the gym on a Sunday morning is like herding cats. So the only people that showed up was us, my husband, myself, and my two teenagers. And really cool, my cousin who moved here from Connecticut is training there. So he was there as well. So it was like a family affair. The coolest thing about it is I walked in not even knowing this, right? And I'm like, I'm pretty pumped to be with my family and to show my kids what my gym is like, because my gym is so high vibe and I love it so much. And I've created so much like wellness and health and fitness and muscles, and my husband's doing it as well, like kicking ass, and it feels so good. So I walk in and my gym owner is talking to a gentleman who I instantly knew who he was, but I've never met him. And he is the owner of the media company that I just hired to do marketing for the podcast and for what I'm doing. And if you saw that picture on Facebook of me in that dress, they were the ones that took it, and there's more to come, and it was fantastic. So so I finally get to meet him after having several conversations and hiring him, and he was just everything. It was just amazing, like so high vibe, and we just hugged and it felt so good. And he was there actually filming for my gym. That's how I met him. And so we got to be like on camera. And so we'll be on some commercials for the gym, and my kids killed it and we killed it. And we had so much fun as a family doing that together. It was so high vibe working out as a family. It's so high vibe. It really is. And just crushing it together. And then we came home and my daughter with my granddaughter was still here, and we made a family breakfast, and we haven't done that in so long. Like, usually we only do that on holidays or when my older daughter's in town. So we made this beautiful breakfast and had this great day with our girls. And then we took a little nap. I mean, it was just like everything just kept up leveling. We took a nap. We got dressed. We went out to dinner. We had this beautiful, healthy dinner because we're in this body fat competition. So we're super focused on our health. So even like dinner was so good because we had this, you know, beautiful piece of fish. And we went down to Laguna Beach. It was just a stellar day in California, just like 75 degrees. The sun is shining. It's just gorgeous. People are everywhere. Laguna Beach is, if you have never been, I would highly, highly, highly encourage you to take a, just visit Laguna Beach. It is just the coolest place. There's so many different people. There's so many things going on. So we walk, we, after dinner, we go to the boardwalk. We had planned on getting gelato. That was our big cheat this week. And we earned it, let me tell you. And we went down to the boardwalk and we hung out and we're just watching all these people. And there's people singing and playing music. There's this one guy, he's got like all his instruments set up. He's got an amp, just so much creation, so much creative power. People playing volleyball, people having a sunset dinner, different styles. You know, one lady was in her pajamas. I'm like, anything goes in Laguna Beach. And that's what I love about it. There's so much expression. Like no one is dressed the same. There's so many different cultures. People come from all over the world to visit. And then we went and got gelato, which was like so good. So, so, so good. We have a gelato place that we go to and they make their own gelato and they make different flavors all the time. So it was like, oh, so good. I had like an orange cantaloupe and a chocolate. Oh my God, it was so good. And then we went home. We went grocery shopping for, there's this little grocery shop there, got our stuff, went home and we did yoga together. Oh my God. My husband did yoga with me. People, dreams do come true. I'm here to tell you, they do come true. Like a year ago, I would have thought you were crazy if you told me my husband was going to join the gym with me and we were going to create this together. It is so much fun. You just got to be an example and you got to let people off the hook and not judge them and just create a really joyful life. And then whoever is around you will be influenced by it. Like my kids are working out now. My husband's working out now. We did yoga last night, slept so deep because we did yoga. You know, I love yoga with Adrian. We did this whole flexibility thing last night and stretch because we're both really tight from working out so hard. Like yesterday was just topping the charts, you know, we've done the work, we've done the healing, we've just living this journey to its absolute fullest. And every single one of you can do it too. Every single one of you. So yeah, connect with me. My website is livelifegolden.com. I've got some good stuff on there. I've got Quantum Speak, which is a really short, beautiful book about manifesting, you know, through science and spirituality. It's our journey to California. It's cool. There's some miracles in there. Love that book. Quantum Speak for Parents will help you to parent energetically, heal your wounds, and parent from a really clean place. And then Keys to the Kingdom is all about that meditation practice. And then I have my group coaching if you're interested. Book a transformation call with me. You will not regret it. It's like if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to keep getting the same results. That's the definition of insanity, right? Right. Man, I had a long show today. I had a lot to say, people. I can't believe I'm on episode 27. I still have shit to say. It's because this life is always calling me to more and it's calling you to more. And why not go after it? Why not create the most joyful life experience possible? Why not? Why not? All right. I love you guys. I'm so pumped for this journey. Let me know if you need anything. Peace.